Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
For many southern palates, ambrosia can be defined as a homegrown, vine-ripened, freshly sliced tomato. In their long journey to domestication, tomatoes have made a number of interesting stops around the world, none less so than the U.S. Supreme Court. This particular side trip began in 1883 when Congress imposed a 10% tax on all imported vegetables. One disgruntled and botanically astute importer challenged the law on the grounds that tomatoes were technically fruits and not vegetables. He was correct according to accepted biological definitions. The justices, though, unanimously leaned in the direction of the common man's vernacular, rejected the botanical truth, and the misconception was perpetuated along with the taxes. The wild kinfolks of tomatoes grow in Central America and along the western coast of South America. From Peru, an ancestor of the tomato may have migrated to Mexico, where it was first domesticated. Aztec recipes using peppers, salt, and tomatoes may have been the original salsa. These first tomatoes were small, cherry-like, and grew on a creeping vine. Very soon after Cortez's infamous triumphs in Mexico in 1521, tomatoes turned up in Europe. Cultivation quickly became widespread after overcoming a few superstitious speed bumps. Often associated with other poisonous and hallucinogenic members of its nightshade family, tomatoes got a bad rap early on. In German folklore, they were tied to werewolves, and the Latin scientific name for tomatoes translates to edible wolf peach. Tomatoes sailed back to North America with the colonists, but maintaining a shady reputation were largely considered as ornamentals. Suspicions of the tomato's safety were not put to rest until the 19th century. It's a good thing. Who would we be without shrimp Creole and BLTs?
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep from NPR News.
With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl, the host of Marketplace.
This is Robert Siegel, host of All Things Considered from NPR News.
Welcome to the People's Pharmacy. I'm Joe Graydon.
And I'm Terry Graydon.
Welcome to Sound Medicine. I'm Barbara Lewis.
This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
I'm Carl Castle.
And I'm Peter Sagal.
Hi, I'm Kelby Uchley.
Your financial support makes these programs possible here on 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.